I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, anywhere that you find your podcast. We're here with Mia Made It. This is another episode of the Mia Made It series, and we're also being joined by Sophia Joe. So, guys, say hello to the nation.
Oh, hi, guys. I thought Sophie. You were talking to us.
Hi.
Okay, guys, we're here with Sophie. This is your second episode of the podcast. You excited?
Yeah.
Yeah? How you feeling about, you know, you got your first one out of the way. When's the last podcast that you jumped on? What did we talk about? Mia, you remember?
Oh, we were talking about the SummerSlam, I think.
Was it SummerSlam? Okay, so Sophie only hops on for the big pay-per-views, for the big premium live events. Okay, so Mia, this is your 11th podcast. We just recently passed your 10th podcast of your young career. Everybody, golf claps, congratulations. We're going to talk about Survivor Series. You excited for this one?
I'm so excited.
What has you the most excited?
CM Punk.
Okay, let's get into it then. Survivor Series, guys, Chicago, Illinois. CM Punk, everybody knew the WWE had to, on Monday Night Raw, announce Randy Orton returning. There's so much going on. This is going to be a podcast episode where we're talking about so much. Randy Orton had to be announced on Monday because the WWE did not want the Chicago crowd to think that CM Punk was the one that was coming back in the War Games match. Rightfully so. Okay, he's not in that storyline. Are there any storylines currently that are hinting that he's on his way back?
Well, Shinsuke and Seth.
Let's talk about Shinsuke and let's talk about Seth before we get into the match card. What about Shinsuke?
Shinsuke's been hinting at an open challenge for somebody. He's always asking like, oh, when are you going to show yourself? When are you going to do this? Blah, blah, blah. And a lot of people think, oh, that's how they're going to bring CM Punk back tonight.
So there's Shinsuke and then you talked about Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins has been dropping...
Has been dropping a lot of things. Like, he said, what did he say? Oh, he said, my 100% makes me the best in the world.
The best in the world. So there's been a lot of little things hinting at CM Punk possibly coming back to the WWE. We talked about the WWE having to announce Randy Orton because it's in Chicago. We talked about Shinsuke, Seth. Let's talk about the fact that the WWE actually added CM Punk to their official WWE.com page? To the roster? Is that what they did?
I think so. His thing hasn't been updated in like 9 years, I think.
Yeah. And they just updated it? And then didn't they update his YouTube? Or didn't they add like some type of video on YouTube or something like that of CM Punk?
That's right. CM Punk posted on his Instagram story saying, like, one of his old promos from WWE.
Yeah. Okay. See, so, like, there's been a lot of different little hints being thrown at us. I was telling Mia, Sophie, we were talking about it in the car. It kind of feels as big as, I don't know how long, obviously the bumblings have been there about CM Punk coming back for a long time. But I think only recently, it's kind of really amped up, especially with Survivor Series being in Chicago. It feels really big. Like, it feels like if the return were to happen, the way they're building it up with all the little hints, being real vague with it, but not really being outward about it, it feels a lot like when they were bringing The Fiend back, you know? So that's kind of, it feels like a big deal if they were to bring him back. When else would you? So, CM Punk coming back at Survivor Series to Chicago. Sophie, is that something that you look forward to?
Kind of.
Yeah. Are you a CM Punk girl?
I was.
You were. Are you not no more?
I don't know what happened. I don't know.
You don't. Do you care if he comes back tonight? Would you like for him to come back?
I don't know. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, being in the WWE, I think CM Punk is where he's supposed to be. I think there's only one place he belongs. He looked out of place in AEW, if I'm being honest. Before we move off of the CM Punk topic, Mia, you made a comment earlier about CM Punk being the Kanye West of the WWE.
Oh, yeah.
You know, very outspoken, very controversial, one of the best in the world at what he does. People support what he's saying, don't like the way he says it, and oftentimes he says it wrong, you know, or it comes out wrong. That's an interesting comparison. Is there anything you'd like to say about that?
No.
Kind of tell them what you told me, I guess.
I said that CM Punk is the Kanye West of wrestling because they're both, like, one of the best at what they do, and they're both extremely talented, but things they do off camera or they say, like, behind the scenes makes people, like, not want to root for them, but at the same time, like, oh, like,
we they're all still so want to good. Because they're the best in the world. But, okay, so let's move on to the actual match card for Survivor Series. Let's talk about, there's five matches that we got to talk about. We got, obviously, the two War Games matches. We got Dragon Lee. We got Santos Escobar. Dragon Lee now replacing Carlito. We got Rhea Ripley and Zoe Stark. We got Gunther and we got The Miz. And as I said, we got, I guess, Shinsuke possibly having an open challenge. I don't know if that's official.
We'll see.
Yeah, I guess we'll see, because I don't know if that's official. I haven't even heard from that, but Mia, you're on the dirt sheets a little more than I am. So, where do you want to start? You want to start with Santos and Dragon Lee?
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to win the match? Who do you want to win the match? Sophie, we'll start with you.
I think Dragon Lee. I like him.
Yeah? Okay. Mia?
I want Santos.
You want Santos to win? That one's actually not tough for me, but Dragon Lee's actually, I like Dragon Lee as a character a lot. Sophie, you said you like Dragon Lee. What do you like about him?
His mask is cool.
His mask is cool?
Yeah.
Kind of similar to the Rey Mysterio effect, how Rey had a really, you know, that's what drew me in as you know, at y'all's age was Rey Mysterio's cool mask. Dragon Lee is also really good in the ring.
He's the one who fought Dom, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, he's also really good in the ring. He's also extremely talented at what he does. I think he's going to be a mainstay for a long time. As far as who's going to get the W, I think Santos has more on the line, so I think he's going to get it, especially he's been there longer. But that's going to be a good match overall. Both of them great wrestlers. Second match that we're going to talk about, let's talk about Mike the Miz, and we got Gunther for the Intercontinental?
Yes.
Intercontinental Championship. Who do y'all got? Who do y'all want to win? What do y'all think is going to happen? Mia, we'll start with you.
Oh, I want the Miz.
You want the Miz to win? Sophie?
Yeah, the Miz.
The Miz as well. Both y'all think the Miz is going to win too, or is that just what y'all want?
No, we know. Miz is
going to
win.
No, y'all know Mike is
going to
win.
If anyone's going to beat him, it's going to be The Miz. It has to be The Miz.
So we got the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion and championship run of all time. And then we got the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. This thing could go two ways. It could be Gunther taking the victory, continuing the streak, becoming the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion, or The Miz winning his eighth Intercontinental Championship and becoming undisputedly the best Intercontinental Champion of all time by taking down the longest reigning and adding that to his resume. That is going to be an interesting one.
there's a difference between the best and the longest.
There's a difference between the best and the longest. I really want to go with The Miz. I really want to go with The Miz. As everybody knows, The Miz is my favorite wrestler. But Gunther. Everybody knows that I think Gunther is going to be one of, like, a Roman Reigns type of champion.
Minus that he doesn't cheat.
Easily a year. As soon as he gets that belt, it's going to be on him for at least a year.
Well, I thought you were talking about the IC title. I was like, no. He's already had it.
Well,
for a
I was going to say that one for sure. But that main championship, he's going to hold it for a long time. Man, y'all are going to make me go with The Miz, aren't y'all? I'm going to go with The Miz, too. I'm going to go with The Miz only because I'm always down to see the underdog story. I think this is the rebuilding of The Miz. And if they are going to make him a serious champion again, I'm all for that. I think it one of his best moments of his career was with the Intercontinental Championship. So that'll be interesting. Let's talk about Zoe Stark and Rhea Ripley for the Women's World Heavyweight Championship.
Yes.
Okay. We got Rhea Ripley. We got Zoe Stark. Who do y'all got winning? Who do y'all think's going to win? What do y'all think's going to happen? Sophie, we'll start with you.
I don't know. I already don't. I'm just going to watch this one because I have no idea.
You just want to see a good match?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you like Zoe Stark? Do you care at all about what she's doing?
I mean,
Do you like Rhea more?
I don't like Rhea. Not that much anymore.
You don't like Rhea? Oh, because she took your dom?
No. Rhea knows why I don't like Rhea.
Oh, yeah. We all know why she doesn't like Rhea.
So, does that mean that you want Zoe Stark to beat Rhea and take the championship from her?
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah? You'll go with Zoe? Mia?
Zoe. I want Zoe so bad, but I don't think that's what they're going to do. I have a feeling that Rhea is going to continue being champion.
And I also want Zoe Stark to win really, really bad. I think Zoe Stark would be ready for a championship immediately. I think you could give it to her right now, and I think she'd be okay. I think she's excelled in the positions that they put her in. Even as, you know, Trish Stratus's kind of sidekick, I mean, I thought she was a brighter star than what they were putting her in. She probably could have come in and competed for a championship immediately. Rhea Ripley is such a solid, such an established character. I find it hard to believe they would take the belt from her for somebody like Zoe. But you could very, very much make a star out of Zoe Stark tonight if she were to beat Rhea Ripley. But I am pulling for Zoe. I want it to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's too early. But in the women's division, I truly think that anything is possible because I truly think the potential is limitless because so much is yet to be done. If Rhea were to lose this championship, it'd be a surprise, but I don't think it'd be anything that would be like, that was not supposed to happen. Rhea would still be a solid character. But I don't think it's going to happen.
I
will go with Zoe, though.
Yeah, I think Zoe. No. Yeah, I want Zoe. I think it's going to be Rhea.
Sophie?
I'm sticking with Zoe. Don't be so negative.
You're going to stick gonna with Zoe. All right. So the next ones we got, guys, is we got the two War Games matches. But before we get into those, we're going to take this thing into a break. We're gonna go for a break. Everybody's gonna kind of take a little second to cool off, and then when we come back, we're gonna talk about the two main event matches. Because let's be honest, these two matches right here are probably gonna take up an entirety of this match card tonight. These are gonna be two very entertaining matches, both male and female, and we have both sides of the females that are missing teammates. They are missing one teammate each. So do we get returns? Do we get what happens? You know, there's still a lot to talk about. We are going to dissect and discuss the last two matches, the Survivor Series War Games matches. The matches are presented by Ruffles, and this is live Saturday, November 25th, 7 Eastern. When we come back from these breaks, we will talk about the final two matches.
Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rylo. Get at your boy Rylo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rylo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need, the one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat. On YouTube at Chach with the Heat. On Day One Vibes in the store tab. And on Facebook at Mario Chavera. And again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment.
What it do, everybody? It's A2J of VVM. Hit me up if you need features, studio time, and if not, hit me up on a show that I just started. It's called The Shake Zone. I would like to see y'all there. Now back to the show.
All right, guys, we are back. This is the final segment of the Mia Made It series here with Sophie Joe. We're talking about Survivor Series 2023 live from Chicago, Illinois. We are going to talk about the two main event matches. We're going to talk about the women's War Games match, and we're going to talk about the men's War Games match. We're going to talk about how Randy Orton's coming back. We're going to talk about the random mystery competitors for the two women's teams. We got a lot to talk about. What do you want to talk about first? Do you want to talk about the men's or you want to talk about the women's?
Let's talk about the women's first.
All right. Good choice, because I want to talk about Sasha Banks, and I want to talk about Sasha Banks now. I've been holding my breath. I've been holding my tongue. Let's talk about Sasha now.
Or Mercedes.
But either way, let's talk about Mercedes, Monet, Sasha Banks, Varnado now. So, Bailey, talk about Bailey's post on her Instagram.
Yesterday, Bailey had posted an old picture of her, Kyrie, and Asuka along with Sasha. And she put, "I've always got a plan," which that's making people think that Sasha's coming back soon because, you know, those three people are already a part of her team. That's her War Games team. But they need one more person because the War Games matches are originally 5-on-5, supposed to be 10 people in the cage.
Talk about the two teams, Sophie. Name off the two teams that are competing.
So, whose team is this? So, there's Shotzi, Charlotte, Bailey, and Kyrie, right?
No, it goes two on top of each other. It's okay.
I forgot.
It's okay.
So, it's Shotzi, Charlotte, Becky, and Bianca.
Yes, ma'am.
And then there's Bailey, Kyrie, Io, and Asuka, right?
Asuka, yep. And we have two missing opponents. Mia, go ahead and name off those teams again for everybody that did not catch it.
So on Team Bianca, we have Shotzi, Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, and Bianca Belair. On Team Damage Control, we have the new and improved Damage Control. We have Bayley, Io, Asuka, and the returning Kairi Sane.
Okay, so we got Shotzi, we got Charlotte Flair, we got Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair, and we got Bayley, Kairi Sane, Asuka, and Io Sky. That is a big match already, 4-on-4. So, have you heard any rumors as far as who the possible fifth members could be for each team outside of Sasha Banks? Because I'm just going to go ahead and say that Sasha's going to be on Damage Control. Let's get it. I'm about it. Right, let's do it. I want to see that. If that doesn't happen tonight, I'm calling WWE headquarters all night and all day tomorrow. Have you heard anything?
I've been seeing people think it's Sasha, but the like people that are connected with reality think it's gonna be Xia Li or like somebody. I don't know who Zelina Vega. I think
Cora Jade.
I've been seeing Jane. That one. Because Cora Jade is supposed to make her on-screen return soon. They've been saying that she is one of the names that is supposed to make the main roster debut soon.
That's going to be interesting, especially how they're going to play it off. So, what about for Team Bianca?
Team Bianca was Vega. I also saw Jade Cargill is supposed to make her debut.
Man, I hope they don't do Zelina like that, because if people are expecting Jade and it ends up being Zelina, I think that's going to be a little disappointing.
Yeah.
I love Zelina Vega. I'm always down to watch Zelina Vega, but you didn't have to hide it.
Yeah, I don't think they would. If they're going to just keep it 4-on-4 and just tease the next person, I think it's going to be somebody we're not expecting.
Somebody big, right?
Somebody big.
Sophie, have you heard anything?
No.
No, you haven't heard anything? Me either. I'm not on the dirt sheets like Mia is. It's a good thing we have a resident internet dirt sheet, investigator. So, if it's Jade Cargill and Sasha Banks, that would be two of the biggest, the biggest debut and one of the biggest returns happening literally in the same night, in the same match, at the same time. That would be gigantic. That would be crazy. I don't even know. Sophie, would you want to see Sasha Banks return? Would you want to see Jade Cargill debut? And if not, are there anybody that you like in this match that you care to see? Or is there a team that you would want to win?
I see. Hold up.
So many competitors, so many people to decide between.
I want. See, if Sasha comes back, that's gonna be hard. But then there's Becky on the other team.
Can we talk about how Becky and Charlotte are on good terms again?
Go ahead.
How we got my favorite team back? I love, even though I didn't see them, I see videos of them and stuff, but I loved the duo of Paige, Charlotte, and Becky. That team forever holds a special place in my heart. Because that's literally me and my two cousins.
Yeah.
Because it's I just love them so much. I don't know how to explain it. I just love them.
Sophie, is there anybody that you're particularly a fan of other than Becky?
Probably say Io. Io's pretty cool.
Io is cool. I love the new and improved Damage Control. I think that's I wish it was Dakota.
Same.
I would even be okay with Dakota Kai being the fifth member, but again, why would they hide it? Or is that some kind of
According to Shayna, she's already getting better off her knee.
Or are they hiding it purposely? That way Dakota can act like she's hurt and then
randomly get
another advantage from the outside or whatever. Okay, there's a lot of different theories, but I am going with Damage Control. I have no issue. I have no hesitation. I'm going with the new and improved Damage Control. If Mercedes is the fifth teammate, it's even more like solidified that's my answer. But I am going Damage Control. Love Bianca, love Becky, love Charlotte. Shotzi's a little random in there, I'm not gonna lie. She's been a little random to the storyline, but I guess I get it. Bayley, love Bayley. Kyrie, love Kyrie. Asuka's character right now, popping. Io, she's a champ and she's toxic. So I hope I'm going for Damage Control. Sophie, you got Team Bianca, you got Damage Control. Who you going for?
I have no idea.
Like, you don't know?
I don't know this one either.
Neither do you. Okay, well, you go ahead and take your time to figure it out for a little bit. And I'm going to tell everybody again, Survivor Series, guys, War Games matches presented by Ruffles. This is live Saturday, November 25th at 7 Eastern, streaming exclusively on Peacock in the United States and on WWE Network everywhere else. Tickets are on sale now, but it's probably sold out already at this point. I can't wait to watch it tonight. We're recording the morning of. Does anybody know who they're going for other than me?
I'm going for Team Bianca.
You're going for Bianca? Sophie, it's up to you. Thin it.
I don't know.
Do you like both teams?
I don't know. I don't know.
You like both teams that much, or you just don't care about either?
No, the thing is, I like Sasha, Mercedes, whatever. But at the same time, there's Becky, and I don't know, because I love Becky.
No one can root against Becky.
So you're only rooting for Damage Control because Sasha might come back?
Hey, there's EO too. I don't know about the
others. That's true, EO too.
Know about
others. But you like Becky more or you like EO more?
I don't know.
Really? Okay. We will give you the opportunity since there's a missing player on each, and that could probably kill or make which side you want to be on. I'll give you the opportunity to pass if you want to.
Okay, pass.
You'll pass?
I'm going to go Team Bianca, but I also saw a thing about Bayley. How it might not be Sasha joining Team Damage Control. It might be her turning on Damage Control before Damage Control turns on her and going to team up with Sasha. That's like how they're going to bring Sasha back, is that after Bayley leaves Damage Control, people are saying, oh, she's going to go back to Bayley and Sasha. Uh-huh. They're going to go back to running the tag team division. That's what a lot of people have been saying. That's what I've been saying, too.
We're all expecting at least Bayley to be kicked out of Damage Control. You said there is a theory that Dakota could be running Damage Control?
That Dakota is secretly running Damage Control. I also, I don't know if you ever seen that guy who he's like, oh, how this should be booked. And he does it like with the games and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I saw one where it was Survivor Series, and he thinks that Dakota, like, after the game, like, Damage Control wins, whoever wins, after the games, like, they're going to be like, come on, guys, let's get out of here. They're not going to, like, cut off the cameras. Damage Control, Dakota is going to show up. She's going to, like, be like, okay, get her now.
Like, let's turn on Bayley.
Let's get her while...
There's so many things that could happen, especially with the missing teammate on each side, because you have no idea who it could possibly be, what could possibly happen, how they introduce anybody. So it's going to be something that we're just going to have to watch, but I'm definitely going with Damage Control. And although I love every competitor in there as an athlete, you know, I'm definitely going with the team, because anytime there's a solid team like Damage Control, I think it's good for business. Sophie, one more time before we go, you're going to go ahead and pass on that?
Pass.
Okay. Mia?
Team Bianca.
And I'm going Damage Control. All right. Let's talk about the main event. Let's talk about the final match. We got Judgment Day. And we got Team Cody. We got Judgment Day with Finn Balor, Damian Priest, JD McDonough, Dominic Mysterio, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said it like that. And Drew McIntyre. And then we got Team Cody with Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare. Seth freaking Rollins. We got Jey Uso, main event Jey Uso. We got Sami Zayn. And we got the returning Apex Predator, the Viper, the Legend Killer, Randy Orton coming back from over a year being out of the ring, right, at this point. This is going to be a interesting match, the Judgment Day being featured in the Survivor Series War Games after the Bloodline was being featured last year. The Judgment Day is just, I think, as good as the Bloodline right now. So we got the two teams. Mia, you want to run them off one more time?
Starting with on Team Judgment Day, we have Drew McIntyre, Dominic Mysterio, JD McDonagh, Finn Balor, and Damian Priest. On Team Cody Rhodes, we have the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes. We have Seth Rollins, main event Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, and the Apex Predator, Randy Orton.
Sophie, you want to run them down one time?
So,
start wherever you want and whichever person you want to start with.
So there's Team Cody, there's Seth Rollins, main event Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, and Randy Orton. And for Team...
Judgment Day.
Team Judgment Day, there's Drew, JD, Dom, Damian, and Finn.
Good job. Okay. See, the more, it's like I told Mia, the more you do it, the more comfortable you get with it. Right now I'm trying to give you, you know, a little bit. I'm trying to give you not too much to overwhelm you. It's only her second podcast episode, guys. As you remember, Mia was at that point one time too. I was at that point in the beginning as well, you know, so as we get better, as we continue to do more episodes, as y'all know, Sophie only comes around for the big POEs, so she's not here all the time. She'll be here, what, 4 or 5 times a year, hopefully next year, or even during WrestleMania season, we'll have her on more and she'll be able to learn. But we got the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, Seth freaking Rollins, main event Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre, Dominic Mysterio, JD McDonagh, which is a surprising addition to the Judgment Day, even though we kind of knew it was going to happen, Finn Balor, and Damian Priest. That's a lot of star power to put into two rings inside one cage. Who do y'all think's going to win? Who do y'all want to win? What does y'all's heart tell y'all?
I so badly want Team Cody to win, but I think it's just because, like, they put, like, all my favorites in one team. But they also have two of my favorites on Judgment Day, so I'm kind of, like, debating. I don't know who I want to go for.
It is a very interesting matchup. Sophie, do you have an idea of who you want to win?
Team Cody. That's
Team it. Cody? Easy? Mm-hmm. Because of Cody?
No.
Randy? Or is it Sammy?
I don't like Sammy.
No, it's Jay, right? Mia? You kind of conflicted still. Actually, I mean, I guess I'm a little conflicted too. Because I think, again, I think the Judgment Day could use it. I think they're one of the better acts in wrestling as a whole right now. And as you know, Rhea Ripley's probably going to play a role.
Randy's going to RKO her.
Bro, do you think that's going to happen? Oh, my God.
That's most definitely going to happen. And when that happens...
Bruh.
I'm going to edit that so much.
I want it to happen.
That will be one of the most legendary Randy Orton RKOs of all time. Because Rhea Ripley is Rhea Ripley. Like, she's mommy to... what's the guy's name? Luke Gallows. Who's the smaller...
Carl Anderson.
Who else got body slammed by Rhea?
Dom. Beat up by Rhea.
Finn got body slammed by her. She's been taking care of men out there. So if Randy Orton were to come in and score us one for the men out here, you know, that would be nice too. but Randy Orton has a history of RKOing women because the RKO, The Predator does not discriminate. He will get Stephanie McMahon. He will get Vince McMahon. He does not care. Guys, Randy Orton is too savage. He is too crazy. And also, before we get into really, really deciding who's going to win, there's a certain shout-out that needs to be made.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Go ahead and make that shout-out.
Shout-out to Abel, who's been waiting for his shout-out for I don't know how long. I apologize. I don't have a very good memory, so please don't rat me out.
Shout-out to Abel. He's one, that's our cousin, that he's an avid listener of the podcast. He's one person that we know listens every week. You know, he's even pulled up at work and been like listening to the podcast while he was in his truck. So shout out to Abel for that. You know, any kind of support is always goes a long way. Abel, if you would like to really support, make a donation to the podcast at Signs and Sports Podcast on Cash App. You know? But no, special shout out to Abel. We had to get that out of the way. Let's talk about it now, Mia. Are you ready? Judgment Day, Team Cody. Sophie already said it. Say your answer again, Sophie.
Team Cody.
Easy.
I think Team Cody as well. I just know I have a feeling in my gut that at the end of this match, he's going to RKO someone on his team. I have a feeling. It's either going to be Jay, because Jay did help injure him. I don't know why I thought the whole time it was Roman who hurt his back. It was actually the Usos that hurt his back.
And we all saw the face that Jay made. We all saw the face that Jay made whenever Cody was announcing that Randy was their partner.
So if he's going to turn on anyone, it's... But there's like so many people he can. Like these three right here, I think Sammy is safe. Sammy never did anything to Randy.
Yeah.
But there's Jay. He injured him. Seth is a champion. If they're going to have Randy challenge Seth for the title, take that title from him, or like Cody's just a longtime friend of Randy's, like legacy, bring back that iconic feud.
I hope they actually bring back that team legacy? Randy Orton and Cody. Maybe they're not gonna go for a run for the tag team titles or anything, but I would like to see it at least done in the sense of, like, I guess maybe this might be the closest we might get to it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be cool to see that. You're going with Team Cody.
Team Cody.
Sophie, Team Cody.
Team Cody.
I didn't think I often go with Judgment Day. I'm not going to lie. I go with Judgment Day a lot more than I do not. But then again, we have main event Jey Uso. We got Cody Rhodes. We got Seth freaking Rollins. And we got... I'm going with Team Cody.
Thank you.
It is what it is because Cody's my guy. I think we've been riding with Cody from the beginning.
I haven't, but I hopped on the train, guys.
I mean, Judgment Day, that's a good team. I like the team. I like everything about it. But Cody Rhodes, you know, main event, Jey Uso, Randy Orton,
and
Seth freaking Rollins.
Are they going to make Randy lose his return match after a year?
That's another thing. Maybe somebody hurts him. And Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre is a big feud, too.
Drew posted about it. Whenever they found out, he went and he posted... I found this so funny. He went and he posted a picture of him and Randy and put, "Hello, darkness, my old friend."
I want to see Randy and Dom in a feud. And that would happen if he RKOs Rhea. So there's so many things that could happen. But I'm going Team Cody. Sophie?
Team Cody.
Team Cody.
And that's unanimous, guys. And that was the last thing that we had to talk about. That was the final match of the card. Guys, Survivor Series. Saturday, November 25th, 7 Eastern. You can catch that on Peacock or on WWE Network. Thank you for tuning in to another one. We appreciate the support. Abel, send that donation, and we will talk to you guys on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, TRUE, #that, 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 true. the realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment. Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the realest underground entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the realest underground entertainment.
Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta get with the times and we gotta get with the efforts. Catering with grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050.